The Twin Ports has been importing parts for wind turbines since 2004, but Duluth Seaway Port Authority's Ron Johnson says wind cargo imports are sailing in more frequently this year than ever before.
You're not only seeing imports increase, you're also seeing domestic production plants being built. And then we're also exporting blades. Just started that this summer. Some of the blades produced in Grand Forks are going to Spain. So it's kind of interesting that it's going both ways.
The search for renewable energy is sparking the increase. As a result, American Wind Energy Association's technical engineer John Dunlop says wind turbine installations are on the rise throughout the Midwest.
A wind turbine today would produce enough electricity for approximately 750 homes, just one turbine. They typically are up to 30 stories in height, width of the rotor, we call it, that's transcribed by the blades, is as much as a football field in diameter.
About 20 ships carrying wind cargo have already run in and out of the Twin Ports this year. Johnson expects that number could still rise. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.